then hopefully tonight everybody can see that and that we put it together. We got some really good players. We're going to have to play well against a really good football team. If we do that, we give ourselves a chance.
Talking about give yourself a chance, that's in tonight for ladies and gentlemen that listen to MEAC SWAC Challenge over in Atlanta, Georgia. How's the experience been for you and your team since you guys have been in Atlanta, Coach?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We got down, went to the MLK Center, got a chance to go over there and embrace our history, and then we had a chance to go to the Hall of Fame and see the new renters, the first group of people to go through there and use the AI experience. So I always believe you got to give them an experience. It can't just be about football. It got to be about life. And I'm grateful for our president and our athletic director, Melanie Webb, and our president, Dr. Adam Gaffney, who allow us to have great experiences when we go on the road and allow our programs to do things that's outside of football that our players can look back on and say, you know, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to do that, because the game is important, but also the life experiences we give these young men is equally as important, because we're trying to grow them for life, not just for football players.
Coach, I got to ask you tonight, you going beard or you going clean shave? What you doing tonight for the national TV audience?
Well, Austin Howard told me you never win football games when I got Fraser hair. So I'm clean shave. You know, we won a lot of football games in clean shave. So start the season off clean shave. And I hope that translates to a clean, well-played football game for the Spartans.
Austin Howard with some words of advice to Coach Dawson Odom. Coach, you know, I can't let you go without giving me some type of speech. You know, you are one of the greatest storytellers and speech givers I've heard. Give me a short little speech as we get ready for tonight against Florida A&M Norfolk State on ABC.
As the sun sets, you begin to pull up to your couch and grab your remote to watch the SWAC MEAC Challenge. There's no greater place to be than at 7:30 than in front of your TV. The green and gold is going to come down from Norfolk, Virginia to do one thing and one thing only. That's to cultivate the minds of those who don't believe. We're going to enter to learn and depart to serve. But when we're done, we hope that everybody remembers that we was in Atlanta and we came. We conquered and we destroyed.
Yeah! That's Dawson Odom. Give me a behold, Coach. Can I get one behold the green and gold?
Behold the green and gold.
Thank you, Coach Odom. Man, look, man, I enjoy every time.
Be good, man.
Have you on the show, man. I appreciate you.
All right, love you, man. Take care.
All right, same here. Love you, too, man. Hey, that's Coach Dawson Odom, the head coach of Norfolk State. Look, did y'all like that? That was off the just boom. He was ready. A poetic guy, would you say? Let's get ready to take a break. We come back on the other side. We try to get Jim Kleinpeter as we get ready now to take a look at Southern University. Hey, we got a head signal caller, Noah Biden. Name the head. Name the starting quarterback. I know you guys want to know more about that. I'll tell you more about that after the break. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Darius Skelton has really had this wave of momentum for Southern.
Yeah, first-year player in this program. I love his decision-making. He makes quick decisions, particularly when running the run-pass option game. That's his specialty. He's been an impact for this offense since he took over as starting quarterback.
Well, Darius Skelton is a dual-threat quarterback. He can throw the football. He's very good at throwing the ball down the field. We're going to work on this spring, those intermediate passes, but down the field, he's one of the better down the field passes that I've seen.
In action, Skelton going for it all, has a man, and hauling it in is Hunter Register.
And then when you talk about running ability, he has running back capabilities. He can go the distance. He has the speed to go the distance. He has the power, and he has the vision. And I think when you put that with a dual threat quarterback, I think he's the reason why we're so happy about this coming season.
Skelton feeling the pressure. Skelton eludes a couple of tacklers. He's still on his feet. Oh, wow. Oh, my. Little shake and bake. Juke move, baby.
Being a quarterback, man, is not easy at all. It was hard being here and having the expectations to be the starter and not being the starter. It was overwhelming. Like, I was ready to play, and not playing when I was ready to play just made me kind of look at life differently and really think, should I be here or should I not? And I talked to God, and he just settled me down, and He told me to be patient. That's what I did.
Skelton, who started the last six games of 2018 for the Jaguars. They went 5-1. Their only loss to Alcorn State in the SWAC title game. Taking the jet sweep, and Skelton awfully good with his leg. Blitz. Register the receiver at the bottom of your screen. Nice grab. All have had an impact here in the early going. Southern stuff. Skelton comes up for the third time. Taking the jet sweep, he'll keep it. A good lead block as he cuts it to the outside. Fake to Ben. Skelton will run. And track him with him for a few yards here. The time, stepping up into the end zone, has registered. First quarter yards, Southern 121, McNeese 40. Press set of downs as we begin the second quarter. And looking deep, Skelton for register.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in
Alexandria. We are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show thus far. Hey, Charlie Neal getting us started early on. Then we moved on to Dr. Kedrick Taylor talking to us about the Southern University Human Jukebox, who is, by the way, headed over to Houston, Texas today for a battle of the bands tomorrow as they represent Southern University and get a chance to show the world a taste of what it's like to be able to watch the Southern University Human Jukebox, the number one band in the land. And then Coach Dawson Odoms, the head coach over at Norfolk State, as his team prepares tonight to play the defending Black College National Champions, the Florida A&M Rattlers, in what's going to be one hell of a game. On ABC, so get your TVs together, 6:30 Central Standard Time, 7:30 East Coast, and everywhere else, you just check your local listeners. But as we continue to get this show going, you know, as we talk about Southern University football, I got to call my guy from the Advocate, the Insider, my man Jim Klein-Peter. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Perry.
How you doing?
Doing great. I sure hope I can follow Dawson Odom. That's a pretty big act.
Listen, tell me, first of all, before we go, what was it like is your time covering Southern with Coach Odoms here?
Oh, I really liked him. He was, you know, he told the truth. You know, you got a good indication. You know, he educated me about his team. You know, he didn't try to hide everything. And so I got along great with him. You know, I was sorry to see him go.
You and I both, as we continue to move forward. Now, we talk about the Southern University Jaguars as it is week zero. Southern gets started next week on the road at McNeese State, taking on the Cowboys. But some interesting news come out of practice this week. Southern is named the starting signal caller in Noah Biden. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball as before we reach over to who the starting quarterback is now. But let's start at some other positions, Jim, for you that you've seen as fall camp going on, and now we're in the week zero, that you feel has impressed you or still needs some work, and you let me know which area that is.
Well, I would say that even more than quarterback, the offensive line is the area of concern. All the other positions, you have people who've been there and done that, and you've got a good front line, but good front line players with newcomers filling in behind. But the offensive line is going to has only been together. A lot of these guys only got here in the summer, and I know that they did a lot of mixing and matching, and they picked up some good players and guys that you you know, all through the summer, guys were showing up. So they've got the bodies. It's just the offensive line, though, is just one of those positions that you have to keep. They have to play together. You know, the five of them have to play like they're on a string. So getting that to the right spot is going to be the challenge for the offensive coordinator, I think, because I think the other parts are going to fall into place.
Let's look at those wide receivers. Those guys still growing, still learning, still having to catch. What do you see about that wide receiver core?
Well, you know, you got Chandler Whitfield. I think he brings a lot of experience and leadership. He's the guy that they're looking to. Tyler Kirkwood is back. He's a guy I've been waiting, you know, ever since he came as a freshman. He played a little bit when he first got there, and he looked good at times, but he couldn't do it every week. And you know, didn't get on the field that much, but he's got the size that you like in a wide receiver, you know, especially around in the red zone. Quay Davis is the guy they picked up from Texas Southern. You know, he did well in the scrimmage. He caught 15 balls for 149 yards last year. So he's played in the SWAC. He knows what it's like. And then Detravian Brown's a guy I think they're counting on. And so they've got some guys, you know, that what's his name? From Southern Lab, the kid from Southern Lab has looked good, too. He caught a touchdown pass in the Bayou class. For some reason, I can't think of his name. But I think they're fine at wide receiver. They got talent, I think they'll be good there.
Let's look at that tight end room. Coach Mark Fredericks last week confirmed Ethan Howard, who I liked a lot, a freshman All-American when he was a part of the program. He since has separated, but now he's back. But other than Ethan Howard, who I'm very excited, I'll just make sure I reiterate, I am excited to see back a part of that tight end room. But you look at that tight end room under Coach Fred McNair, what do you see?
Yeah, first of all, let me say it was Darren Morris was the wide receiver I was thinking of. But I think the tight ends are going to be good. They're going to be part of the offense. And the whole concept of Mark Frederick wanting to get back to running the ball is going to make the tight ends necessary, because you're going to have a lot of sets where you run out of a two tight end set, you know, to improve the blocking and to force the defense into certain defensive fronts to make up for the second tight end. And then you're going to have to make some throws to those tight ends. And I've seen a lot of in practice, I've seen them throwing a lot of short outs to the tight ends or curls inside where the tight end just runs across the middle and stops and turns, you know, in short yardage where you got to, you know, short yardage third down where you can throw to the tight end. And having guys like that, like Dupree Fuller and Ethan Howard, that's a big get for him. I didn't think we'd see him again. But apparently he's matured and has found a home.
Now let's talk about what everybody wants to talk about, because we know the running back room, right? Kendrick Grimes. We understand what's going to happen there. But the big story, right? Noah Boden being named the starting quarterback over T-Set and Jalen. Now that you look at that room and you see him in that position, what do you think separated him from everybody else?
Oh, it's pretty easy, and I don't even think it's that big a deal. It was that big a mystery. They just wanted to make them compete. But Noah Boden has five college starts, and the other two guys are redshirt freshmen who have seen very, very little action. So Noah Boden, and, you know, poise is so important, and I think people think arm strength is the most important thing for a quarterback, but it's poise. You're the coach on the field, and you've got to get the team lined up. You've got to get everybody on the same page every play. And you only got, you know, 30 seconds. You got to get the play from the sideline. Noah Boden has 4 years of experience now, or 3 years going into this year. And this is the guy that you want out there. He's least likely to get nervous. You know, if something gets fouled up, you know, he's the kind of guy that can fix it before it becomes a problem. So I didn't think this was that big a deal. I really expected him to win the job all along. They just wanted those guys to make sure they competed. And I think Keyset's going to be a player one day. He definitely is. He's got good feet. He's got a strong arm. He's lefty. I don't know, you know, how much that really matters. And then Jalen Woods, I don't think he's that far behind T-Set.
You know, you say it's not that big of a deal, but Jim, come on now. You can't blow this off to the Jaguar Nation. You know, it's a huge deal to Southern University fans as they want to know their starting quarterback, especially what we've seen the past 2 years. Of course, Bashaun McCray, then we went over to Harold Blood Jr., and now Noah Boden. Just the rotating door at the quarterback position for Southern, what does that look like for you as you covered this?
Well, I didn't mean it wasn't important. I just mean I knew it was going to be Noah Boden. I mean, people will ask me all the time, who's it going to be? It's going to be Noah Boden. If Xavier T-Set had beaten him out, I mean, I think they would have been in trouble, because that would have meant, I think that would have meant Noah Boden is couldn't do the job, and they felt like you know, so I'm just not surprised at all.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on that, Perry. I mean, I don't know what Eric Dooley was thinking the last 2 years. He was just so stubborn with his quarterbacks, and I guess I don't know what he, you know, why he stayed with him. He would not even try somebody else. And then, as you saw, you know, when he was gone for the Bayou Classic, it was obvious. I wasn't that surprised that they tried somebody else. Harold Bled didn't start that game. When you have a revolving door, it's that old saying, you know, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. And you got to get one guy who really believes he's the man. So his confidence, kind of leaks out onto the rest of the team, the rest of the office.
Yeah, it does, and I'm curious to see now. I was calling for it last year as the season went on, and I basically said by the time we get to the end, you will see Noah Biden in that position. Noah Biden was in that position last year, and here he is now starting the season as the starting quarterback for Southern University. When you look at over-under for Noah Biden, do you think Noah Biden can be a 2,000-plus yard passer for Southern University this year?
I believe he can. Definitely. Harold Bled threw for 2,000. So, yeah, I mean, Noah can if he stays healthy. And if Southern runs the ball effectively, and I'm not talking about Southern has to rush for 300 yards a game, but if Southern can establish a running game, it's going to force teams to try to stop the run, and that's when you throw. You know, you put an extra man in the box, and that's when you beat them with the pass. That's when – And I like the way they talked about the offense they're going to have. They're going to throw the ball, they're going to throw short passes. They're going to run the ball, and then they're going to take some shots occasionally. And that's good because that's how you beat a defense. You got to throw a lot of things at them because football's like chess. You know, if you do the same thing over and over, they're eventually going to stop it. So you got to be good at all these different ways of moving the ball, and you got to move the chains, and you got to give your defense rest and all those things. So I like, you know, as much as I can figure out from watching them, you know, I like what they're saying, what I'm hearing from the coaches.
Jim, you got a moment to hang on with us to take a break and come back and talk about defense?
Sure.
All right, let's get ready to take a break, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal.
It's On the Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White. And what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
For the first time in the 79-year history of the Southwestern Athletic Conference Elite Championship game determines the overall champion. Today, live from Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama, it's the champions of the East, Jackson State, taking on Southern, the champs from the West. Everybody, George Johnson along with Charles Mann, and I gotta tell you, Greg Baldwin said this is the way it's supposed to be, and it is. Number 11 Southern taking on number 15 Jackson State. Both programs have won 3 SWAC titles in a decade, so it's only fitting in the first SWAC championship game we determine the program of the decade. We got a lot of offense out on the field, and yet this guy right here, he's gonna tell you this game's all about defense.
It's always on the field, George. You know that.
Yeah, an all-pro defensive end is gonna tell you that. When you think about Jackson State, this is a team that is very potent offensively, but defensively they led the SWAC throughout most of the year. They've got the best player in defense in the SWAC, and that's Tommy Head.
Tommy Head, get used to saying that name. You'll say it all day. He'll be all over the field. He's always around the football. He's the leading tackler on this team. He also has 5.5 sacks.
At one point this year, Southern led the nation in scoring defense, and they ran into Florida A&M. They got a lot of guys out there that can get it done, but at the top of the list is DeMarcus Miller.
DeMarcus Miller, the linebacker coach, Terrence Graves, told me there's one word to describe this kid, and that is relentless. He's only 5'10", 285 pounds. He makes a lot of plays, though.
Relentless, appropriate word for our third member of the broadcast team, and that's Joe Clare, who's standing by down on the sideline. Joe? Yes, indeed. I'm down here on the field capturing all the pageantry and revelry that is black college football. Birmingham, Alabama is a lovely city. This is the inaugural SWAC championship in their city, so they came out to have a good time. I will be covering the bands, the cheerleaders, shout-outs, all that kind of Southern beat Jackson State, the fourth straight win over the Tigers. But what's most impressive about Southern, they haven't lost a conference game in 25 outings. They put it on the line against Jackson State. We look at the starting lineups brought to you by Western Union Money Transfer, the fastest way to send money worldwide. You saw the backs. Here's your offensive line. Damon Nivens is a first-team all-SWAC member. Defensively, there's your starting lineups for Jackson State's defense. Chandler, Tommy Head, Edward Reese, pretty good middle linebacker. Rashard Anderson is a professional prospect. And they say he will be in the NFL next year. There's your starting lineup. Brought to you by Western Union. Mark Washington is your quarterback. Destiny Wright, the all-time leading rusher in school history, is the tailback. Jeremiah.
All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Hope you guys are enjoying today's show as we continue to keep things going. My man Jim Klein, Peter, join us, talking some Southern University football. Talked about the offensive side of the ball with Noah Botten being named the starting quarterback as we get ready to head into week one next week, Saturday. About this time, after we're done, hopefully a lot of you guys will be listening to us as you on the road headed over to Lake Charles, getting ready for the Jaguar Nation takeover, which we do very well. We take other people's stadiums over and break their attendance record. So I expect nothing less than next week as we take on Magnet State. Noah Botten will be the head guy, signal caller for Southern University from the starting quarterback position. Now, Jim, let's look over on the defensive side of the ball as we start to look at as this defense starts to develop and get ready to take on Clifton McDowell as the starting quarterback over at Magnet State and having to defend against him.
Yeah, well, I like the Southern defense. I think this is where the strength of the team is. I think early in the season, you're going to see a lot of low-scoring games while the offense pulls it together. But I think they're going to bank on this defense. And you've got experience at every level. And I think the secondary, I think the coaches, based on the way Graves talks about it, the secondary has been a big surprise for them. I think it's been a lot better than they expected. They got guys that have been on the team for a while, guys like Luke Rose and Horatio Johnson, who are really stepping up and playing well. And I think that's going to be the key. If that actually comes to pass where the secondary plays well, they've got some newcomers that are playing well back there. Eric Reed Jr. and a couple other guys back there, but their front seven is really strong. You got Davin Cotton in the middle, and then you've got of course one of the best players in the conference, Kelby Givens, at one end. But Darius Harry on the other end is going to give them a pass rush, even more pass rush than they had last year. I think you're going to see a lot of pressure. I think they're going to be a playmaking group. I was talking to Henry Miller. He said this is absolutely the best defense. They're three deep, he said. They've got guys that they can throw out there. If they have injuries, they can rotate so they can have their frontline troops fresh in the fourth quarter. So I'm looking for a lot of big things out of this defense. And you got one of the best linebackers in the conference in Derek Williams. Another senior, he was recruited by Dawson Odoms, and he's played for four coaches in 5 years, and I think he's going to have a big season.
Yeah, Williams, a Miami guy coming to Southern University. That secondary, though, is probably the area you would circle to say that's where you want to see guys grow up in, right?
Exactly. Rodney Johnson at one corner, he's solid. They'll probably, put him on the other team's best receivers. He's a lockdown guy. And then you've got Horatio Johnson, like I mentioned before, playing well. And then Eric Reed, and then Daylon Wilson had an interception in the scrimmage. You've got guys like that. Leroy Bowers, the guy that they brought in a couple of years ago, and getting a chance to play a little bit. So I like. They're happy with the secondary. That's the thing. So that tells me I kind of got that feeling just from talking to them how surprised they were that it all came together so well.
Let me ask you this, Jim. Southern picked fourth in the West, right? And from what I've been getting from a lot of people, and I've been watching a lot of other shows as they continue to talk about Southern, Nobody seems to be high on Southern, and for some reason, a lot of people expect Southern to maybe not even win 4 to 5 games this year. And for you, when you look at that, just the landscape, what does that seem to stem or come from for you?
I'll tell you, Barry, it's like most people look at a team, and if they've got a starting quarterback coming back, they say that makes a big difference for as far as predicting where they're going to finish. And I think there's some truth to that. But you got to – I'm looking at I think Prairie View and Alcorn State were picked to win the West. Or I think they were, you know, a real close 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are breaking in new quarterbacks. So I don't know about it. They've got players back. They've established some things. Both of those programs. But you know, I like Southern's chances for winning the West. They got a little bit. They got some experience. You got Miles Crawley at Grambling. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's the only returning starter in the West Division. I don't count Bodden starting the last game last year. But
Southern's quarterback.
Yeah. So I like Southern's chances for winning, especially because of the talent they have on defense. And, you know, if you hold teams down, your offense doesn't have to be great. If you're playing really good defense, and you got a good kicker, and the Southern's got a good kicker, and I think he's going to win some games for them. They got a guy, his consistency's gone up in the last two scrimmages. I was talking to Graves about that.
Yeah, that was one of the things on another show that I do. I had Southern as my surprise team, and, you know, I just kept getting grilled on. Everybody thought surprise, like I'm just saying Southern to the Celebration Bowl, but Southern was my surprise team just simply because where they were in the poll and where they were picked fourth. I don't think the respect factor is there. I don't think people think Southern has talent on his team. And while I say surprise, don't be surprised if there are games that you have counted the Jaguars out that they go out and win. A couple of games that I have circled that I think people need to pay attention to. It's going to be Jackson State. It's going to be Alcorn State at home. And then Florida A&M on the road. Those are three games I think for Southern, they can go in and pull out one of those games, Jim. Or all of them, two of them. I don't think it's a complete wash when they play against those teams, even including Prairie View.
Well, I tell you this. I don't see them. Of course, the Jackson State game won't matter in the conference standing. But
it matters in my heart, Jim. In my heart.
I tell you what it will be, Perry. It'll be an early indication. Okay, if they go in there and they go into Jackson and win that game, then I'm going to think a lot more of Southern's chances of winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
They got Alcorn at home for a homecoming. And I don't think you're wrong in looking at Southern as a dark horse team here.
I don't like this position, Jim, but maybe I do like it. Maybe I like the low expectations. And yeah, guess what? Year one, first year head coach, Terrence Graves. I can understand from the outside looking in, but it seems like we're more high here at Southern. That's typically the occasion for every team. But to me, honestly, I'm just like, what are they seeing in Prairie View that just got people thinking Prairie View is heads over heels over Southern right now, especially when it comes to talent?
Exactly. The games are always so close. It's always one play that just about every game in the SWAC turns on one play. So I was really kind of surprised. I was real surprised about Alcorn loses its quarterback and its number one running back and their coach. They got a new coach. I don't see that. And then Prairie View, I wasn't that impressed with them last year either. So, Grambling, you don't know what to expect. Another new coach then. But you saw how the last two seasons Southern was a team that got worse as the season went on. And I don't see that happening this year. I see a team that's going to improve.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm saying we're going to get a good indication. That's you're not really the opening. You don't really know from an opening game to the McNeese game and then Savannah State. But when they go to Jackson State, we're gonna get a glimpse of what kind of season they're gonna have.
talking about what kind of season we're going to have. Jim, next week we kick it off against McNeese State. Man, anything about McNeese for the people to know before I let you go?
Well, they've got, like, I think I saw somewhere 50 new players.
Yeah.
So, and I was talking to Graves about that, and he said, yeah, you know, it's good that we're going to get to see them in a game. You know, we'll get a little handle on them. But he said they're going to be a little bit better prepared than us because they're going to have a game to get all their kinks out. So it's really kind of a wash that, you know, they're playing a game before they play them. But I think it'll be good. And a team with that many new players, boy, that's got to be tough. I think they're going to struggle through the first month of the season because of that. You know, trying to pull that many different people, you know, together into a team is not that easy. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd like Southern's chances. You know, they go there. They usually play well when they go. So, you know, I like their chances. And, you know, you're in Louisiana. I wouldn't call it a home game, but there's going to be a lot of Southern fans there. You always say that, and it's true.
We're going to break their stadium attendance record. We'll be more Southern fans than McNeese fans. I tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, man, thank you for coming on this morning, man. As always, I have enjoyed the talk and the conversation. This is Jim Kleinpeter of The Advocate. Guess what? You guys read and share his articles all the time, and this is the voice of him. And, Jim, maybe as the season go on, as we do like we did a while back, maybe we can start back doing some of those lives on the Jaguar Journal Facebook page after games, maybe doing some recaps. What you think?
Yes, sir. Maybe so.
All right. Well, I'll get with you. We'll talk about it. That's the voice of Jim Kleinpeter. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Perry.
All right. Let's get ready to take a break. We come back on the inside. We get ready to close things out. I'll get you prepared for your week zero football togetherness. Guess what? College football is back. Are you excited? College game day is today. They in Dublin, Ireland, as the Kirk Herbstreit and the boys get it together. Reese Davis and everybody else, and then you got Perry White right here with the Jaguar Journal getting you guys ready. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Watching the Southern University Human Jukebox, click here to watch more videos. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Yeah.
right, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there. Glad to have you guys with us as we get ready to close out today's show. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Want to thank legendary broadcaster, my guy, Charlie Neal, coming on. You guys be sure to tune in today. Check your local listings for HBCU Go TV. Charlie Neal will be hosting a three-hour special today as he prepares you for the college football season in the world of HBCU sports, as he'll be giving you information of all four conferences across the landscape and an outlook of what to see, coaches, players, interviews, and much more. Charlie Neal will be doing that. Check your local listings for HBCU Go TV. Want to thank Dr. Kedrick Taylor, director of bands at Southern University, coming on, talking to us about the band's performance to this weekend over in Houston, Texas. They'll be at a Battle of the Bands tomorrow. When I leave here, I'll be headed to Houston as well, going over to help support the band and do my part. And, man, if you're in the Houston area, anywhere close, be sure to come out to the Battle of the Bands at NRG Stadium. The stadium changes so many names all the time. It was Reliant. It was NRG. I think it is still NRG. But, you know, the big stadium where the Houston Texans play, that's all I need to tell you. That'll be a huge Battle of the Bands this weekend. On tomorrow, Southern University will be one of those bands participating. So if you want to come see the band in its first performance of the year, that is one to come check out, as well as Coach Dawson Odoms, man, my guy, as they call him Big Worm. Oh, my guy, Dawson Odoms, man, coming on. He's now the head coach over at Norfolk State. Norfolk State, of course, a week zero matchup against Florida A&M, the defending national Black College champions. Norfolk State to come in trying to see if they can get the season started on the right foot, as they finished last year 3-8. On the other side, Florida A&M finished the season last year on an 11-game win streak. Now we have a clash of new head coach James Cozy taking over at Florida A&M. Willie Simmons is now the running backs coach at Duke University. It's going to be an interesting matchup. It is going to be a primetime matchup. 6:30 kickoff tonight, Central Standard Time. That game will be aired on ABC. Check your local listings. Check your cable provider if you have ABC. And if not, if you have the ESPN app, it'll be on the ESPN Plus. So you'll be able to watch it there, as well as those two teams. Norfolk State takes on Florida A&M. Another Black college taking on the team this week. Today is going to be Delaware State. They had to take a long flight from Delaware all the way to Hawaii. Delaware State and Hawaii taking on each other this weekend as well. And then you look over next week. And then Southern's opponent next week has a game today. I believe Magnesia is taking on Tarleton State today. So we'll be able to get an opportunity. I think that game, you can find it on one of those ESPN Plus streams. So if you want to just take a look at our opponent next week and get an opportunity to check them out, 50-plus new transfers into that program, their starting quarterback, who I'll talk about a lot more next week as we get into the breakdown of that matchup. Clifton McDowell, a former guy who was committed to Southern University, but then decommitted and went on to Montana. He went to Montana, and once he was named the starter at Montana, an FCS program just like Southern and Magnesia, they won 10 straight games and found themselves in the FCS National Championship against South Dakota State. They ultimately lost that game, but that's just the type of playmaker he is. Led them on a 10-game win streak into the FCS National Championship. Southern University will be playing him next week, as most likely he's going to be the starting quarterback against Southern if he does not get hurt today against Tarleton State. And so as we get ready to close this thing out, Jim Kleinpeter talked to us about Southern University and this new starting quarterback, Noah Biden, taking over the reins. He's going to basically continue what he did last year at the Bayou Classic, and now the offense is his. He is the veteran guy. Remember, highly rated quarterback coming out of the state of New York. Bruce Eugene was the guy who coached him and brought him into the spotlight for HBCUs. Noah Biden then went to Grambling State because of that Bruce Eugene connection. Didn't quite work out for him at Grambling. He transferred to Southern, and now he finds himself in a position of being a starting quarterback. Played in a few games at Grambling as a starter before being pulled, and now he's going to be Southern starter. As remember, last year he started the Bayou Classic. Southern beat Grambling, his former team, last year in the Bayou Classic, and now he'll have the opportunity to lead Southern in this 2024 season. So congratulations to Noah Biden. Much success, and to that entire team, Coach Graves and everybody else, as we continue to count it down, ladies and gentlemen. It's week zero. College football is upon us. No more boring Saturdays. No more time to just say, man, I cannot wait. Hey, guess what? Start to drink your plenty of water. It's hot out there. I know how you guys like to get down in terms of eating and everything else. Make sure you start to hydrate yourselves. Hey, for the people who think about getting married, no weddings in the fall, okay? Sorry. I'm sorry. Don't have any weddings this fall. Save them for after Mardi Gras. After Mardi Gras. Get you a beautiful April wedding, right? April and May. That's a beautiful time to have a wedding. Not during football season. Don't do it. Like, don't make me be that friend that have to decide between a wedding and a football game this Saturday. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to the football game unless that wedding, it's a home game and that wedding is at 10 o'clock that morning. All right? And it better be an open bar after the wedding just so I can get myself prepared for that football game. That's all I'm saying. I just hope y'all are listening to me. But nonetheless, man, I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show. I have enjoyed you guys. Be sure to go hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel. Hit that follow button on our Facebook page. And good morning to everybody here in the capital city area of Baton Rouge, Alexandria, Philly, New Orleans, and everybody across the world that watches us, man. I appreciate you guys and the support. Man, you would not believe how many people. Out of me personally, I always say to myself, man, nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening to the Jaguar Journal. But then it always comes, I'm out somewhere, and somebody said, man, I listen to you every Saturday. And because of that, I'm truly humbled and thankful to have you guys support us because, you know, I just try to do my best, and Mike does his best, and us as a team do our best just to make sure that we bring you the news and information that you're looking forward to and try to be positive, but we criticize as well. It's okay with, look, constructive criticism, but at the end of the day, we just try to do our best in order to get you guys prepped and ready. Next week, week one, be prepared. I got a lot of information I'm going to throw at you guys. I'm going to get you ready for the football season as the Jaguars head over to McNeese. Southern University marching band heads over to Houston today. If you're in the Houston area, be sure to go check them out. And I am about to get ready to get out of here. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show once again. Charlie Neal, Dr. Kedrick Taylor, Dawson Odoms, Jim Klein Peter. I appreciate you guys for coming on and being able to talk with me this morning. Mike, I appreciate you all the time, man, for what you do. And I guess what? I appreciate myself. That's good. Self-love is good love, all right? So guess what, everybody? I'll be back next week at the same time in the same place. Because always, it's the Jaguar Journal. Have a good week.
The struggle is over.
The struggle is over for you.
Tell them, you've been in this place long enough. Tell them.
You've been in this place long enough.
just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. What the note?
Although they've said a snare and a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
There
just ain't one.
That's not here. One of the original camp spirits, his name, we called him Bubba. Bubba used to sing old songs. Bubba didn't sing long, and Bubba didn't care nothing about a lot of rag and tag. I remember sometime Daddy would give Bubba the mic, Bubba would step out and he said, "How y'all feel?" Bubba said, "I'm just gonna do a few verses of a little song. I just wanna ask you a question. Have you
got good religion? and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.